investigating the response. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Anger is growing in Uvalde, Texas, over new information about the response by law enforcement to this week's school shooting.
Despite prior reporting by investigators, we are now learning that 19 officers stood in the hallway of the school for nearly an hour before a Border Patrol agent showed up after getting the master key to open up the door to then enter the classroom and kill the suspect. Investigators disclosed children were calling 911 begging for operators to send police in to help. Texas DPS says the local incident commander at the time believed the mass shooting had then transferred into a barricaded man situation, but they say now looking at it, that was the wrong call.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. Vice President Kamala Harris attending a memorial church service in Buffalo, New York, honoring the 10 fallen victims of the Buffalo massacre.
Enough is enough. We will come together based on what we all know we have in common, and we will not let those people who are motivated by hate separate us or make us feel fear.
Funeral services were held for the last of the shooting victims. President Biden delivering the commencement address this morning at his alma mater, the University of Delaware.
And so to the university class of 2022, there's no limit in what you can do, I promise you. So get going, for God's sake. Godspeed on your journey, keep the faith, and take it back, please. This is yours. Take it back. We need you.
The president will travel to Uvalde, Texas tomorrow to honor the victims of this week's shooting. Holiday air travelers today dealing with more than 1,200 flight cancellations. That's on top of more than 2,300 on Friday. Delta is blaming bad weather and air traffic control actions. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
After 6 weeks in court, Johnny Depp's defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard was turned over to the jury Friday.
Jurors have a mountain of evidence, including text messages and photos, to go through as they deliberate a verdict in this case. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over a 2018 op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post, describing herself as a domestic abuse survivor. Even though Depp's name is not mentioned in the article, he says it damaged his career. Depp denies abusing Heard. His attorney called Amber Heard a liar.
Fox's Christina Coleman, Heard's legal team, told jurors Depp ruined her life. A mixed verdict for two Ohio fraternity brothers in the death of a Bowling Green State University student. Fox's Tom Graham has details.
Troy Hendrickson and Jacob Crinn were acquitted of involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide, but convicted of several hazing-related counts in the March 2021 death of Stone Foltz. The 20-year-old died of alcohol poisoning after drinking an entire bottle of booze. He was found unconscious by a roommate after fraternity members dropped him off at his apartment. He died 3 days later. Prosecutors argued the young pledge was pressured to do so. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Los Angeles Lakers found their next head coach.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the first to report that the Los Angeles Lakers have signed Darvin Ham to a four-year deal to become the NBA franchise's new head coach. Ham has spent the last four seasons as an assistant coach for the Milwaukee Bucks, following Mike Budenholzer over from the Atlanta Hawks, where he was an assistant for five seasons. He also served on the coaching staff of the Lakers from 2011 to 2013. In addition to a championship ring with the Bucks as an assistant, Ham won an NBA title as a player with the Detroit Pistons back in 2004. Ham becomes the 28th head coach in Lakers history, taking over from the fired Frank Vogel. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.